Nolte, Fox News still hasn't updated hoax story about Trump assaulting Secret Service. By John Nolte on June 29, 2022. Editor's note, July 1, 2022. Fox News has published several articles covering that the Secret Service refuted Ms. Hutchinson's testimony. The network also covered the pushback on air, including on Mr. Byers' show. So what we have here is Fox News continuing to spread an obvious hoax even after it's been debunked. Fox is deliberately endorsing a blatant lie that was glaringly false from the moment it was spoken. This Cassidy Hutchinson woman claims she heard the lunch story third hand from White House Deputy Chief of Staff Tony Ornato. And now this same Tony Ornato says he never told her that story. I'm no lawyer, but isn't that perjury? Isn't that news? Moreover, this Hutchinson loon claims she wrote a note everyone says she didn't. Talk about fruit of the poison tree. But here's oh so fair and balanced Fox News. Here's Fox News, the outlet that says it's different from the rest of the media. Still spreading an obvious lie, even after it's been debunked and the witness exposed as a total phony. The following tale is going to sound apocryphal, but it's not. My wife is doing great after some major surgery. She's been moved to a rehab center, where she continues to improve. All is good there. So I was hanging out with her yesterday afternoon, watching an old movie in her room. After the movie ended, she flipped the channels looking for something else and came across Fox News. This detail matters because I don't have Fox News in my house for the same reason you don't open a sewer pipe into your house. Anyway. We come to Fox News, and there's Brett Beyer, Martha McCallum, and some idiot from the National Review going on and on about how serious this testimony is and what a game changer this testimony is. And how former Watergate so-and-so John Dean put it so well, and this evidence is jaw-dropping. At this point, my wife and I have no idea what they're talking about. But the screaming Chiron informs us something-something January 6th committee. So we're watching these very serious and important people go on and on and on about how bad this is for Trump. We're watching Brett Beyer, someone we used to admire, literally comparing this new event to Watergate. I don't think there has been testimony like this. That is kind of jaw-dropping, in a way, on the inside workings of a White House in crisis after, you know, at this moment, January 6th, that we have seen since Watergate. And my wife and I are looking at each other, what happened? What is this about? And then they finally reiterate the story of Mad Dog Trump lunging for the steering wheel and assaulting a Secret Service agent, and we just broke out laughing. Because, of course, we did. The story is ridiculous. It's ridiculous on its face. It's ridiculous outside of any context. But the context here is that these people have been inventing audacious lies about Trump for 7 years, and none of them are true. The context here is that we're supposed to believe a sitting president assaulted the Secret Service, and that news didn't leak for 18 months. So here we have the most ridiculous, audacious, outlandish lie ever, and here's Fox News swallowing it whole, spreading it as gospel, and here we are more than 12 hours after it's been debunked, and Fox News is still spreading this hoax. Have you not figured out yet that the serial liars at Fox News are more afraid of a mean Brian Stelter tweet than any sort of backlash from its audience? You know why this is? Because people keep watching Fox News no matter what. Fox News spreads the Christine Blasey Ford hoax, and people keep watching. Fox News trolls its audience by calling Arizona early in 2020, and people keep watching. Fox News laughs at the gullible rubes who keep watching. And why not? The gullible rubes keep right on watching. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.